I think she's gotten probably bigger than the last time you guys saw Thunder. See, she wants to go up here. She wants to go. Do you want to go there? She wants to go onto the desk. That's my girl. She's the tail waggingest cat you ever saw. She's not upset. She just wags that damn tail. And she's sniffing she's sniffing everything. Are you going to walk on the thing? Where do you want to go? Where do you want to go, doll? That's a good girl. She's a pretty good kid. She comes down here and she's in the studio with me every night. She's kind of like a dog that way. Wants to make sure everything's okay. Wants to make sure that, you know, her pops is okay. What's up, baby? Huh? Yeah. You like rubbing your face on stuff like Poncho does. When are we going to get a dog around here so you guys can really have some fun? Oh. She is. She was messing around today, running around. She was trying to get some stuff started, you know. She wanted to be chased and stuff. Okay, honey. Maybe we ought to get that brush on your face, man, the way you like it. So that's Thunder. And she's just checking it out. Okay, honey, I got to take you down here. I got to take you and put you down on the ground now. Yeah. All right. Say goodbye to everybody.
Bye, everybody. Bye.
All right. Down we go.
There you go.
There you go. So, man, I haven't had a pet in like maybe 10, 12 years. And had a dog for a while, but then my whole marriage situation that went kind of with them, Casey, who I had a very interesting experience with Casey. She hated men. I think I told this story, and she barked, and she every time she saw men, no question, she was abused or something by some piece of shit, you know, male. But so she would bite and snap, and one day she got a hold of some medicine, some human medicine that had fallen on the ground, and she ate it. And I immediately said, we got to get her to the vet. She's got to get her stomach pumped or whatever they give them, charcoal. They get them to throw it up. And so we picked her up and somebody picked her up. I guess I did. And took her to the hospital. And long story short, she came out of the vet the next day. They kept her overnight. And this dog that had been barking and snapping and you had to kind of get down low on the ground and give her food and make friends with her slowly every single day. Soon as we picked her up from the vet, I was in the driver's seat. She jumped into the car and right into my lap. And from that day forward, I was her main man. I mean, every time she saw me, she'd jump up on my chest. She'd bury her nose in my neck. She was absolutely, we were best friends. Now, when it was dark at night and she couldn't see, every time she heard anybody come in the room, you'd hear her growling. I mean, this poor animal. I don't know, man. Like I said, the older I get, you know, the more it's goofy. It happens to you. I think it's like it's some kind of fucking biochemical thing, man. I have no idea. It's like suddenly you see animals, the most innocent creatures in the world, and you don't want to see them get hurt or anything. You know, it's, I don't know, it's whacked out. And every time I read about an animal getting abused, I swear to God, I get irrational. I mean, I get irrational. I would sacrifice my life, my own life, to go and do things to humans that do things to animals. I mean, it's that fucked up. Maybe it's not fucked up, but it's just very weird. All right, man. So everything, all is right with the world. What do we got here? Oh, I got... Lauren just Snapchatted me. There she is. Pretty cute girlfriend. So Snapchat's where it's at now, huh? Snapchat, man, where's that? That was a cute picture. Man, I don't know. What the fuck? What Time Warner audition? You know, I'm really goddamn... I'm... What? What? What's wrong, huh? I'll send it soon. Sorry again. I just... Tracy Boothby. Fuck. I had an audition, a voiceover audition that generally you can do from the studio, and I fucking spaced on it. I knew there was one to do. I just got one in. Oh, Lord. Who's this new guy on, by the way, on Red Eye? Who's this cat? Oh, wait. Tom Shalhoub. Okay. I don't know him. What happened? I guess Gutfield's off that show? All right. Fuck. Damn it. What time is it, man? Where are we at here? 7 minutes in. Okay. Hey. Oh, there she is. What's going on with you, baby, huh? You okay? You all right? She was meowing or something. Okay, what am I doing, man? Who are these guys that they have on this show? You know, all I know is I guess I'll never be on this show again because Greg Gutfield said to me on Twitter, he said, anytime you're in New York, you know, come on by. And I said, thank you very much, Greg. But now I guess he's off that show. So this is Tom Shalhoub's show now, man. This is Tom Shalhoub's domain, not yours, Henry. So forget it. Huh? Just forget it, man. You know? Yeah, see? Joe DeVito, Palace Theater in Danbury. These are what you call your East Coast comics, you know, right? All right. Greg Stone, Rad Dude Cast, podcast on iTunes. Rad Dude Cast. All right, man. I don't know. I'm not too good with political humor. I'm really not. I'm not good on panel shows. I suck on panel shows. Because I never know when to butt in and when not to. And Merle Haggard is gone, man. Shit. If we make it through December. All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. What am I doing now? Everything going to be all right, I know. It's the coldest part of winter. All right, now check this story out here as we look at our viral news. Video reportedly shows creatures swimming in Thames. Producer Matt. So what the fuck is this? Mix 106.1. Is this a British site or is this an American site? I don't know. Let's take a look at it, shall we? So this allegedly is going to show a creature swimming in the Thames. Am I right about it? Yeah, right there. So what was it really? That's what we want to know. The Thames River in England. I wonder if it was some cable or if it was a mini sub. There. Why don't we pause that and back it up a little bit. Can we slow that down again? Or is it for a movie? Could be for like a movie. What is that? Team viewer. What the fuck is team? So there's your creature swimming in the Thames. If we make it to... Let's see if there's any, let's see if there's any actual, reportage on this, you know? What? What the fuck is that? Some fucked up audio. Oh, is it on a phone? El television video of this mysterious creature. Okay. Leche Marino. Wait a minute, man. Where is that? Yeah. I get it. Okay, there. Who fucking knows? All right, fuck that. So we'll figure out what that was by reading the story. This was viral for, well, however long. The creature from the Loch, right? Nessie? Man. Behold an exciting tease for tomorrow's Rogue One, a Star Wars story trailer. Whatever, man. You know, I was there at the beginning, man. I remember when Star Wars came out, I was 25, 26. Wait, I was 25. I was 25 years old. And I went to see it with my then fiance, a lady named Gwen. And she had a little 3-year-old boy, Sean. And I think we saw it all together. And I remember being just blown away. It's like, wow, the special effects were fantastic. For the time, it was state-of-the-art special effects, especially I will always remember, I think anybody who first saw that movie originally in the theater, you always remember the jet fighters, you know, the fighters going through the canyons of the Death Star. And the humor, there was a lot of really cool shit in it. But, man, I went and I saw Empire Strikes Back, and I went and I saw Return of the Jedi. So I saw those three, and that was that. And that was it for me for Star Wars. I could give a fuck, you know. When it fucking came out again, I was like, God damn, dude, again? What other shit do you want to make up? So, obviously, I'm not what one would call a star. Well, I'm certainly not the demographic, would you say? Would you say that someone is in the Star Wars demographic if they were in their 20s when they saw it for the first time? Maybe at that time they were the Star Wars demographic, but we've aged out of it. Is that it? Be quiet. This is Merle Haggard has passed on. This is very sad news. Not a country music fan like, you know, some people are. And I'll tell you about Merle Haggard. Merle Haggard, when I was in my my halcyon days, and that would be like this, you know, when I was in high school, the late 60s, early 70s, and sort of that wheelhouse of youth, youthful, active, opinionated, stupid, but who cares kind of, you know, part of your life, was back when there were lots of hippies and a lot of countercultural things going on. And Merle Haggard came out with a song called Okie from Muskogee, which everybody, to a person that I knew, thought was a very lame song. And it was also, you know, one of those throwdowns from the country music crowd, or the rednecks, you know, you better watch it, boy. Sort of, in other words, the embodiment of everything that had been indicted in Easy Rider, you know, all the just the dumb fucking southern redneck motherfucker. Okie from Muskogee was representative of that for people my age. And then came Fight Inside of Me. I don't know whether that was before or after. Fight Inside of Me was just, you know, that was Merle's declaration of war on, you know, the anti-war movement, etc. And it was humorous, you know, and that was the great thing about Merle, you know. I mean, he had a way of singing that wasn't angry so much as it was just, let me tell you what, you know, here's where, this is what I'm all about, you know. It was kind of funny, kind of cool, kind of, you know, you could dig it, but back then, you know, you'd looked at that and you said, well, this guy has got nothing whatsoever to do with anything that I like, including his fucking music. I didn't like Merle Haggard's music. Didn't give a shit about it then and for many years thereafter. Today, I appreciate Merle Haggard from the standpoint of the way I appreciate a lot of stuff. As a genuine American artist, as a genuine folk artist, if you will. And folk artist doesn't mean you're playing folk music. It means that you're, you know, real roots Americana, you know, cultural American music. And nothing is more American, I don't think, than two forms of music, jazz and, well, blues, jazz, country. All of those, all three of those, I think, are representative of some really unique American voices, are three unique American voices. Now, country music, yes, draws much of its inspiration from early Irish and Scottish folk music that came over here from those places. Jazz is a derivation, or it's not. It's an evolution of blues and of Southern blues and acoustic blues. And then country music, country, jazz, and blues. Blues itself is also music that is both African and European from the standpoint of the acoustic guitar and, you know, I think some of the sensibility is very, very definitely country or country-oriented music. So, I'm not a musicologist. I wish I was, but I'm not, you know. Barry Hanson, otherwise known as Dr. Demento, many of you have heard of Dr. Demento. I think if you're, I think if you're in your 40s on up, well, maybe everybody. I don't even know if Dr. Demento's still on. Maybe he is. But he, and I was an engineer for him at Westwood One for about 2 years. I actually was the session engineer for Dr. Demento. Had an opportunity to meet a lot of people. I met Frank Zappa for the second time. I don't think he remembered meeting me the first time when I was a disc jockey in Miami. I met Leon Redbone. I met Dr. John. I met, oh, shit, man. You name it. I mean, just a lot of really interesting people who came in and did live interviews with Dr. Demento. But his name was, his real name was Barry Hansen. And he was a, he had a degree in folk music from UCLA. I didn't even know you could get a degree in folk music, but you could. And maybe you still can. And he had it. And I'll tell you what, that's a dude that knew music. Thing about Dr. Demento was he loved music, and this was an opportunity for him to this was a really unique thing that he did, the Dr. Demento show, you know, which he basically started locally here in LA, and then it went national in the late 70s, early 80s. I forget when exactly. All right, so Merle Haggard is gone. Keisha's abuse claims in the Dr. Luke. Okay. Keisha said that Dr. Luke harbored animus toward women and apparently was... She accused him. I don't know who the fuck this guy is. He's a rap producer, I think. Or maybe not. Maybe I'm just stereotyping. Let me see. Keisha was delivered a huge blow Wednesday. New York judge dismissed nearly all of the singer's counterclaims in her ongoing lawsuit against Dr. Luke. 2014, the star, 29, accused the producer of drugging, raping, and abusing her during her career. Luke, 42, in turn, has vehemently denied the allegations and countersued for breach of contract and defamation. The singer has been adamant about being released from her contracts with Luke because she wrote in February, "This is about being free from my abuser." On Wednesday, New York Supreme Court Justice Shirley Kornreich cited lack of jurisdiction and failure to procure facts proving the allegations when tossing out the majority of Keisha's counterclaims. The court saying that they didn't have jurisdiction and that she had not procured facts relative to her claims. That's kind of like saying you don't have any evidence. The pop star's claims invoking human rights laws alleging the plaintiff's discrimination against her based on her gender were dismissed because Keisha failed to plead that any of the alleged discrimination occurred in New York State or in the city of New York. The court has no jurisdiction over the claims, the judge wrote in court documents. So this was in what court? The New York judge. Was it a municipal court or something? As for the civil rights or hate crime laws, she argued, the singer did not prove Dr. Luke harbored animus towards women or was motivated by gender animus when he allegedly behaved violently toward Keisha. The judge stated, every rape is not a gender-motivated hate crime. That's Dr. Luke? This guy looks like a fucking dork. What the fuck is that name, Dr. Luke? Here he is here. Learn more about the Yeah, I want to learn more about him, man. Find out about this cat, what he's about, where he's from, what's up with him. Yeah, that's what I want to know. Phil Hendry Show traffic. No. Wrong. Traffic sounder. Where's my, traffic sounder? This is it.
Phil Hendry Show traffic. Phil Hendry Show traffic. Phil Hendry Show traffic.
All right, man. Watched the last episode of, I know I'm late doing this, but I watched the last episode of The People versus OJ. And you know what? The acting in that was really fucking good, I thought. It had a little bit of a, I said it had a little bit of, well, it was a movie of the week, frankly. There was all kinds of real serious exposition that they really wanted to get out. They really wanted the story to get told. And they had to get a lot of facts. And sometimes the acting, in order to get those facts out, sometimes the acting seems a little wooden, or I don't know what the term is, maybe just a little obvious. But these actors were great. Sterling Brown, Courtney Vance as Johnny Cochran. Sterling Brown as Christopher Darden. Sarah Paulson as Marcia Clark, fucking great. John Travolta put his little spin on the Robert Shapiro character. I didn't recognize Shapiro in what he did, but hey, it was fun to watch. Rob Morrow as Barry Scheck, who was a little underused, I think, because Rob Morrow's terrific. And God damn it, I got to remember everybody because they were really good, man. David Schwimmer as Robert Kardashian. I don't mean to be cruel, and I think David Schwimmer's a goddamn good actor. But they had him go through the whole fucking movie like this. He just went through the whole movie like stunned, and just you know, it was a whole maybe, you know. Maybe that was, you know, what they wanted out of him. They wanted to show, like I said, there was this storytelling that obviously the director, they wanted to move the storyline and they wanted to make sure that everybody understood the story. So maybe they said, look, we need to see Robert Kardashian is just stunned and shocked and agog and aghast at everything that's happening. So just go through the whole thing like this. But, you know, bless his heart, David Schwimmer has done, well, let's see. He's done, I think I've seen him in more things outside of Friends than any of the other Friends actors, and that's not fair of me because, hold on for a minute. Excuse me, I've got shit in my throat. Fuck. Man, oh man, oh man, oh man. Vernon Dozier. Video shows. What was the guy that we had? Was it
Jay Santos? Just, yeah, yeah.
That was it. I love that. A Creature Swimming in the Thames. And I think we're going to have Dr. I don't know really why I do not have more of the stories that I just printed off. This is Dr. Luke. Here she is. This is amazing, man. Have I just not printed these off? Keisha. Good Christ. We got Merle Haggard, right? Yeah, we got. Do we? Yeah. Star Wars. What in the fuck is this? Oh, that's Star. 1, 2, 3, 4. I got 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Allegedly making Jody Wade parody Facebook account. This guy went to jail. It's interesting. Look at the fucking, look at the kisser on this guy. I'll print it off and then I'll show it to you. Look at this guy's face. Wichita Falls man jailed to allegedly making a parody Facebook account of a city towing contractor. Says he wasn't trying to impersonate nobody. Thomas Cecil Sims was jailed on one charge of online impersonation of felony offense for repeatedly creating an account mocking Jody Wade, who has an exclusive contract with the city of Wichita Falls to conduct its towing and limousine operations. I don't know. I don't understand. I've been told, yeah, it's illegal, and you can have people jailed for it. But I've also heard that it's better to just sue, you know. I personally, and I was told by police here in California, let the cops investigate criminally because lawsuits are, you know, they're lawsuits, they're civil actions, they're sort of half-assed. And then I had some, of course, it was an attorney that told me, no, you're better off with a civil action because obviously that's going to give you more work. So let's go here to what we got now, man. I got the show. I got it going on now. I'm good. Yeah, I'm real good now, man. I got it all going on now, man. So, we got Uber, and then we're rock and roll. Here we go. Test 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. I'll tell you what I'm going to do here before I just forget. Tell you what I'm going to do. Hold on, goddammit. Tell you what I'm going to do here. Now I'm going to go to this, programs, and I'll go to this, and I'm going to go to this, and I'll say, Vernon Dozier. All right, man, I'm ready to go. If you are, I am. If you're not, I'm not. Let me see. Here we go.